What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Central Ohio local comedian Destin Richardson about a resurgence in the local comedian scene. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening soon with open mic nights and opportunities for local comedians.
Thank you, Kelsey. So I've been doing shows here in town for since 2020, and finally decided, like, we have enough people here in the greater Newark area that probably want to try stand up that would probably be good at it. So I finally reached out to a couple local businesses, and we finally have open mics for people that want to try stand up, for people that just, you know, that love it. So you don't even have to go to perform. You can go if you just like hearing comedy, and they're open mics. So the thing is, they are free. That being said, it's them trying new jokes. So not all of them are going to land, but that's part of the business, because, you know, comedians, we can't practice at home. We had to practice in front of a live crowd. That's the one curse of being a comedian, is you practice with a crowd, and if it doesn't go well, then that's that.
Well, I think that's super exciting, getting people to get the opportunity to be able to try something new. I think a lot of us get a little psyched out when we think about it, or maybe we just have like a little bit of something in us, but we need that extra push. And so it's nice to have an opportunity where people can actually be able to do that. What is your hopes to come of this in the future?
The idea is, again, that we're trying to cultivate at this point, getting people that want to come out and are actually serious about, you know, seeing it through. We have two open mics now, hoping to add a third one. And then we also host a one that is specifically a writing workshop that you can bounce ideas off of other comedians. And then, like, we learn basic, do's and don'ts of comedy and stuff like that, helpful writing tips, even like some improv games here and there. But yeah, it's my goal, hopefully by the end of the year, to have at least a solid like 15, 20 people that are like regularly coming to the open mics to do comedy. And then, of course, people that are coming just to support.
Any criteria for those who are wanting to get started? If they come to an open mic night, what should they expect? How should they prepare?
So to prepare for your first one, I always tell people, your first stand-up set, usually just go for like the best story that you have. That one that, like, when you're meeting people for the first time, you want to impress them with like your best story. So that one's always there. Everyone has at least one story that they have kind of planned out and like really worked to be, you know, juicy, to be funny, to the story. Or if you're someone that you like your one-liners, you like that, I mean, just, you know, write down funny things in either an actual physical notebook or just the notes app on your phone. You can read off a paper, you can read off your phone. It's very low pressure. But yeah, we have a first and third Tuesday is our writing workshop mic at the Meraki Gallery downtown Newark. Then we have our first and third Thursdays at Bar Liquid, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for that. And then the second and fourth Wednesdays at Central City Bar from 7 to 9.
Now, for those who are ideally wanting to pursue stand-up comedy, maybe down the road as a long-term career, what kind of advice do you have for somebody who is attempting to do comedy for the first time? What is some stuff that you feel like everyone should know when approaching comedy, or, you know, when they're doing their first few gigs?
So rule number one, don't be afraid of failure. I mean, I've been professionally doing it for 5 years, six altogether. And I mean, to this day, I mean, I still have sets that just don't go that well. Not every joke lands. So yeah, you can't be afraid of failure. It's quite humbling the first time it happens, you know? And then, yeah, just, you got to put in the time. Unfortunately, like I said before, the only way that we get better is to practice in front of a live audience. So the thing is, you just got to put in stage time, which, again, I'm trying to give more of that around the area instead of having to drive to Columbus two or three times a week, an hour round trip, just to tell 5 minutes of jokes. So, again, the idea is we're trying to shorten that commute. If there's people even as far as out in, like, you know, Coshocton or Zanesville or something like that, it's a nice halfway point between there and Columbus. If there's enough interest in the mics, then we are in the process of building a potential comedy festival for Newark called the Newark Ohio Comedy Festival. Newark Ohio, all one word. I'm actively scoping out possible venues for additional shows, sponsorships, stuff like that. So if you're interested in that, once again, also follow the Newark Ohio Comedy Scene Facebook page, Newark Ohio Comedy Scene. And that's, again, that's for both performers and people that just want to watch as well.
You've got The Vibe, powered by Licking Knox Goodwill. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.